The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, we're back. We're back talking with Texan, our buddy John B., talking about sitting in a tree stand, not even in the deer season or any kind of season, and just watching God's nature unfold in front of you, which is fantastic. And I'm just about to send him. I'm going to send it to him now. I know he's listening. The last time, or one of the last times I was in Queen Anne's County, you know, there's a certain time of day when all the little Tweety birds come flying in, and they're pecking in the leaves, and they're flying all around you, and it can be any mixture of, you know, wrens and chickadees and sparrows and just titmice and all kinds of stuff. And I saw a bird fly in that I didn't immediately recognize, and it stayed on the ground and stayed hidden pretty much under and around the leaves, but I did get a couple glimpses of it, and it was an eastern towhee. And I'd only seen a towhee two other times in my life, and it was quite a thrill just to see that. And it's T-O-W-H-E-E if you want to check it out. It's a gorgeous little bird, stays on the ground, doesn't stick around long, and stays pretty much hidden. But it was a thrill to see that bird. And, you know, every now and then I'll see an unusual bird, you know, like a pileated woodpecker or something like that. Not that unusual. I like to hear the barred owls call back and forth, and especially when they start doing that monkey chuckle. That is pretty cool, and I've heard that often enough to know that there's at least two, three, and the four or five. I think I've heard five at one time in Queen Anne's County, and it's really, really cool to hear those and watch the snow geese go over, watch the tundra swans go over, watch the Canada geese go over from the tree stand, and, you know, and hear them and see them. And just, that's what it's all about, being in the outdoors. You know, taking a deer is a bonus. Seeing a deer is great. Killing one's a bonus, you know. Amen. You know, that's my dad's favorite song, John B. That was my dad's favorite song. He loved that song. His eye is on the sparrow. Let's talk to Lee in Towson. Good morning, Lee. How are you?
Good morning, hey, Alan.
What's going on, man? Did you read that article all the way to the end and click on the red print?
I'm driving, so I didn't have an opportunity to read it, but I will. It looks like that's a cross between a snakehead and a largemouth bass.
Yeah, that's right. That's what the picture shows. But yeah. you gotta read the article. You gotta read it all the way to the end, and then click on the red print at the end. Like I said, it was published on Tuesday. I don't know if that gives you a hint or not.
Oh, April Fool's! Okay.
But it's pretty fascinating.
You know, the picture looked a little sketchy.
Yeah, like a really bad Photoshop.
I'm gullible with stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah, I looked at it. Chris sent it to me, and I went, nah, no, Chris, sorry. And he goes, yeah, well, New Jersey officials wouldn't lie about it. I'm like, okay, that's great. Read it to the end, buddy, and then click on the red link at the end.
So, I'll check it out.
All right, you do that.
Alan, I got back to my childhood bass fishing the other day. I had an opportunity to fish a farm pond that I've never fished before.
Oh, man.
And my golly, Alan, he asked me to use single hook lure, so I used a little chatterbait, and I've never used these. The kids use them for the smallmouth. It's called a Ned rig.
Yeah.
It's a little, I think you said you used them, a pretty boy, for the smallmouth.
Okay.
But, oh my God, after I caught them on the chatterbait, I would switch over to this Ned rig, and it was like fishing in a barrel.
He had
stocked 150 bass. They're all about 3 to 4 pounds.
Oh, man, nice.
And they're healthy. They're eating whatever they're eating. I guess they're eating the other, probably small bluegill and crappie he's got.
Yeah, probably.
Too.
Yep.
But he's got it balanced. Not too often you can fish a pond where it's properly balanced, where you've got a good mix of species and it's in good shape. But I walked around the pond and it was a hoot. I haven't really, Alan, as a kid, you probably did it too.
I did.
We call it pond hopping. We
have
a milk run of all these different ponds throughout Baltimore County, Harford, Carroll County that we had permission to fish. Which, in today's world, getting permission to fish a pond is very difficult. For me, it's difficult.
No question.
And, boy, that was so much fun then. I mean, I was like a kid in a candy store catching these bass and stuff.
That's fun. I love pond fishing. We had a pond. We had a pond on the farm where we built our house, and there was bass in it, and it was so much fun to fish. Two of them, actually. One had crappies in it, one had bass in it, and we love fishing that. And that was the Sportsman's Lake, too, that I fished in Berlin, Pennsylvania, the Berlin Sportsman's Club. You know, that was a daily trip, whether I took my bike or, got a ride or whatever. But that was so much fun to fish for largemouth bass. A 6-inch purple or black cream worm. Rigged on a number 2 Eagle Claw bait holder hook.
Yeah.
And on a swivel, and you threw that out, a snelled hook, you threw it out along the edges of the weeds, and just, I had a Mitchell 300, and if you know anything about a Mitchell 300, the rotation is backwards than every other fishing reel out there, every other spinning reel is back there. So it the spool, if you're looking at it from the front, it would rotate in a counterclockwise direction where every other spool rotates in a clockwise direction. I don't know if you knew that or not.
Yeah.
But as that spool came around, as that line came around, I would put my index finger down there, and that every time that spool came around, it would touch my finger, and that worm would just do that little pip, pip, pip.
Oh, yeah.
Pip. And, I mean, it was deadly, man. It was deadly. And I caught largemouth like crazy back there,
Yeah.
So
yeah,
and then the guys would
spoiled.
Oh yeah, the guys would fish it at night with a black jitterbug and just throw it out there in the darkness and clug it back, chug 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 chug. And
one of the guys
used a big one too. They used like a 4-inch jointed jitterbug,
Yeah.
One of the guys sitting there in the bank one night, and he's clugging this thing back, and it stopped, and he set the hook. And when he set the hook, he missed a fish, and I guess that jitterbug came flying back like a rocket. You're not expecting that impact in the middle of the night, but I guess that was quite a surprise. So.
Oh, yeah.
Well. But, yeah, you're bringing back some memories now, buddy.
Oh, Alan, you know what? I don't know what I was doing that day as far as work, work related or whatever. But when I was in that pond and fished for about, I guess, 3 hours, and I've probably said it before, but it's such a cleansing feeling to go fishing and get all that BS out of your mind of what happened that day. Just it's cleansing of the mind.
Oh yeah,
such a great feeling to. And then it's so therapeutic, I guess you could say.
That's a good word. Therapeutic's a good word. Yep, absolutely.
It, Yeah, so all good. I haven't heard much. A friend of mine is catching shad, but it's basically up the river when they're releasing water. And apparently, some of the rain and stuff we've gotten hasn't really affected the flow in the river. So the fight has been kind of a hit and miss for the shad. I haven't heard anything on the white perch yet. That run usually starts mid-April into the end of April, early May.
Okay.
But it works. It seems that it's all related to water flow. If we don't get a good water flow up
right.
in Susquehanna, a lot of the fish just don't show up because of them being, a lot of migratory fish. The shad,
right.
The white shad, herring, and everything else. They really just come up there to do their spawning runs and shad and whatnot. But I think they started operation of the quote-unquote the shad lift. I think that's back in the program. I'm not sure, but it's pretty bleak on the American shad. The Hickory shad seem to be holding their own, but the American shad just. They're just not getting the numbers of historically of what we used to have in the Chesapeake.
No question. No, well, they can't get up the river. That's the thing. The only way they can get up the river is through that fish lift.
Correct.
And then once they get up through that dam, then there's the next one, and then there's the next one, and then there's the next one.
I heard Alan is, and I don't know if it was Maryland. I think Maryland was more on the outlook as to just leaving them alone and not doing the lift because the spawn that would occur up in the transplanting them up above the three dams hasn't been successful at reproduction. They haven't
right.
been coming back downriver. They're basically saying it doesn't work. So I think on the last I heard, which is quite a few years ago, was just leave them alone, don't pull with lifting them anymore, and just let them, if they're going to do their thing, let them do it in the
Susquehanna,
below the Conowingo and there forth.
Right. So. Yeah, I haven't followed it. I don't know if, that was Uncle Dale's forte. That was one of his special projects.
Yeah.
And I actually was able to fish with him on one of the surveys up there. I think twice we went out on the Susquehanna targeting American shad. And it was quite an experience. I'd never caught one before, and we caught a couple. And there had to be a certain size to get a hat from DNR, and I find they measure them and throw them back, and one of them had to be a certain size. I can't remember the size, whatever it was, but I wound up finally catching one big enough to get a hat from DNR.
Yeah.
But man, what a fight though! What a fight in running water, those shad. I mean,
unbelievably powerful fish.
It is, no question.
We target them up there. Me and a friend, we had I think they were 6-weight fly rods.
Right.
And he made up a little like a little clouser with a lead head. And
that'll do it.
Alan, we did that on fly rods. And
yeah.
This was prior to the 400-yard restriction up there.
Right.
So we would sit there for hours just catching those beautiful white shad. And
yep.
What a tremendous fishery.
No question.
I really don't know what it's like anymore up there.
I get it. Yeah. Well, I was somewhere. I was up at Autumn Sky Outfitters the other day, and they've got a pretty good fishing department. And the guys, two guys had seen each other. What are you doing up here? They knew each other. They started talking about fishing and water flow, and one fellow said, you're not going to catch anything unless the water's flowing up there. He said, and then they started talking about the release schedule and all that stuff. So, that is the key, the release schedule.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, the power plant, the Constellation, I think it's Constellation, they up to the, going to spawn out the shed, they have to maintain at least the flow of two small units.
Right.
And on June 1st, they can drop it down to one. But does the two small units actually work? I question whether that's
right. Right. They got to worry about the pool, the Conowingo pool. That's the thing they got to worry about.
Correct.
You know, and when we get a deluge and you know, a downpour, then they've got to open more gates. But there is a generation schedule. I've got the number right here.
It's a schedule, but it's basically they generate when they need the on demand.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it is a hydraulic power dam, you know.
Yeah, correct. It's demand. It's not. It used to be back in the day more. I feel that it was more based on the. They would do more of a consistent flow.
Right.
And that always helped the fish. But
no question.
Whether that is. Part of the program now.
I'm gonna play the recording here. If I have the right number, I'm gonna play that here after the break, and we'll listen to it together. Okay.
Yeah. So.
All right, buddy.
All right, Alan. You all take care, and everybody have a good luck fishing out there.
All right. Thanks, Lee. Appreciate the call.
Okay. You all take care.
See you, buddy. All right, there goes Uncle Lee. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, just off Beltway Exit Number 9 in Lansdowne, Halethorpe, Baltimore, 21227. I was in there the other day. They have a tremendous selection of snakehead frogs, all different colors. They're beautiful. They've got St. Croix rods, nice selection. They do have a number of spinning reels and bait casting reels available. They have rods from all manufacturers, but more so from Shakespeare and Pfluger. They do carry fishing rod and reel combinations. If there's any type of fishing you need to do, they've got the equipment for it. They also have crabbing supplies, too. They got topless crab traps, they've got the nets, they've got the gloves, they've got the trot lines. They got any number of little accessories that you need, like, you know, measures and gloves and that kind of thing. They have their own steamer pots and their own seasoning. Now, if you need fishing line, they'll spool your line for you. It's one of the things they do best. If you need a fishing license, they have that. If you need a firearm for hunting, they have that. If you need ammunition for turkey season coming up, they have that. Clyde Sports Shop, well, you just need to go there. They've been around since 1957. They've seen a lot of stuff. They have a lot of stuff, and they're great folks to deal with. 410-242-6108 is the phone number. The website is ClydeSportsShop.com, ClydeSportsShop.com. And I bought some firearms there, and I bought some scopes there, and I bought a lot of fishing tackle there. And I recommend highly Clyde Sports Shop for you to go find out what it's all about. And don't forget, they got live bait and minnows, frozen bait, crab bait, all that too. 410-242-6108, ClydeSportsShop.com. They're open 7 days a week, been around since 1957. You'll be glad you did. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Fireplace Inserts. That's where we bought our gas fireplace insert. We bought an Enviro brand. They have Regency and other brands as well. They've got gas, electric, pellet, and wood inserts and freestanding wood and pellet stoves for your primary heat in, let's say, an outbuilding or your garage, or maybe even alternative heat for your home, if you like. Great selection, great prices, great people, a lot of expertise, friendly service. And they do service what they sell. Just paid my service bill the other day. And don't forget all that stuff in Backyard Billy's backyard. The sheds, the tables, the chairs, the Adirondack chairs in every color and style. furniture for your deck, furniture for your beach house, sheds, greenhouses, dog kennels, chicken coops, kids' gym sets, pergolas, gazebos, greenhouses. Did I mention those? There's a greenhouse shed combo that's really nice. You ought to check all this out. Right there off Route 50, I mean, if you're driving up and down 50, you'll see the big selection of all that stuff in Backyard Billy's backyard right there at Kent Narrows. But to get there from Baltimore across the bridge, it's exit 44B, which is Evans Avenue. You turn right off the exit, turn right onto Drummer Drive, and you're right there. Left off onto Drummer off Evans Avenue off Route 18, which is in Graysonville. Backyard Billy's and Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. BackyardBilly's.com. Hearth America has a Facebook page. The phone number 410-827-4500. 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week. You'll be very happy to see the selection. And don't forget, the Traeger pellet grills are all on closeout. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what you're geared. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number is 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up Delaney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood. Year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
I'm on a first-name basis at the tackle shop. I got a charge account running up nonstop. They ought to give me my own parking spot. I can't fit another plug in my tackle box. It's always under construction for all my weapons of mass destruction. I got buzz baits and Zara spooks, pumpkin seeds and flukes, booyah crawfish jigs. I got a 7-foot flipping stick, all the soft plastics to hook one on a Texas rig. My wife stays on me and my banker just told me that he's working on a tax deduction for all the money I'm dropping on my weapons of mass destruction.
All right, weapons of mass destruction, gotta love it. I have, that sounds like my tackle box actually. How about that? All right, I'm going to, Hey, Bree, thank you very much. Seems good. Evening Lab's good. Good. Are you there? I hope. All right, we're going to play the Conowingo generation schedule here. I hope you can hear it. It's going to be over my microphone here. So let's see what we can do here.
Welcome to the Caldwell Generation Hotline for Saturday, April 5th, 2025. Please note that the Fisherman's Park will be open with limited access from 0500 hours until 2030 hours. Also, please remember that the generation schedule that follows is subject to change. From midnight to 0600 hours, four small units at 23,000 CFS. From 0600 hours to 1000 hours, three small units at 17,000 CFS. From 1000 hours to 1100 hours, four small units at 23,000 CFS. From 1100 hours to 1700 hours, four small and one large unit at 32,000 CFS. From 1700 hours to 1800 hours, four small units at 23,000 CFS. From 1800 hours to 2200 hours, four small and two large units at 41,000 CFS. From 2200 hours to 2400 hours, four small units at 23,000 CFS. The minimum Conowingo pond elevation for the day is expected to be 105.99 feet at 0600 hours, and the maximum is expected to be 107.55 feet at 2300 hours. Please note that the schedule is updated daily at 1700 hours and is subject to change. For information about spill conditions, please call the Conowingo Spill Condition Hotline at 877-457-2525. Thank you for calling the Conowingo Generation Hotline.
Well, there you go. That number, if you'd like to learn the generation schedule for Conowingo, if you're going to fish up there on the Susquehanna below the dam, it is 888-457-4076. I will give you a moment to get a pen and paper, and then I will repeat that number. It looks like the biggest flow is after the fisherman's deck or dock is closed. That number again. Are you ready? 888-457-4076. 888-457-4076 for Conowingo generation schedule. There you go. And that's what you're going to hear. So you better, you know, have a pen and paper right there. And, you know, all right. We have a song request there, Aaron, and I don't know what it is. You play it often about the end of it is watching the bobber go floating away. Do you remember that song? Do you remember what it's called? You play it quite often.
No, I don't.
I'll go fishing. Yeah, I like fishing. I like hunting. Da, 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 da.
Okay,
bobber
yeah,
go floating away. You know, that one. Sorry that my rendition is not as good as the artist, but I wasn't trying to be. All right, see if you can find it. Let me know. Just text me if you find it. If not, we're good. Yeah. So, okay. Let's see. Got a question from Tom. He used to sell snakeheads in his pet store. They call them tank busters. Now they're illegal to sell. How do you think they got in our waters and became such a huge threat to our local fish ecology? A couple of different ways, Tom, if you're listening. The Crofton Pond was the first location of the snakeheads in Maryland. And we've gone over this before. The thought is that there was an aquarium store nearby in Crofton. And the people would buy the snakeheads, they'd get too big for their tanks, and they'd just dump them in the pond. But there's also, in the Hindu religion, a ceremony that they conduct where they return living things to their natural environment when someone passes away. And this store sold snakeheads, and that was one of the favorite things to release. So they think that might have been another factor. Same situation in Potomac River. The Asian community, the Hindu community, would buy snakeheads at their local stores and turn them loose in the river. And that's kind of where that all came from. You know, stores going out of business and just dump their stock. People having ceremonies where they release these fish in ceremonies. and not realizing the effect on the environment. So that's the simple explanation. If you would like me to send you the article that I wrote and we talked about the Crofton Pond, I'll be more than glad to do that. So, all right. Aaron Thomas. Carl in Harford County is on hold. Good morning, Carl. How are you?
Morning, Mr. Allen. How are you, bud?
Hey, man. How you doing?
All right. I can't complain. I've had a pretty good fishing outgo the last couple of times I've been able to go.
Oh, good. Good, good, good. So where did you go and, you know, what?
Last Saturday, I tried my luck with trout up Deer Creek, and my son only caught one.
Okay.
So I packed up and went home, grabbed my uncle, and headed over to the Eastern Shore.
Okay.
And I ran into a good pile of white perch, took home 44 between 8 to 10 inches.
Wow.
And then on Tuesday, I had a doctor's appointment, so I didn't go to work, and me and my uncle went back over. And we ran into some 12 and up inch crappie.
Well, nice. Where were they? On the Eastern Shore?
Yes, sir, at Red Bridges.
12 inch crappie at Red Bridges? Good.
Yes, sir.
Grief.
I'm not kidding.
that's amazing. I've caught crappie there, but never anything like that. That's amazing, man. Yeah, that's
great.
Yeah,
me and my uncle were flabbergasted because, like he said, it's been 20 plus years since he's seen crappie that size in there.
Yeah, no kidding. Wow. I know Uncle Dale was supposed to go up on Friday. I don't know if he did or not. He might call us here later and we'll find out, but we'll see. We'll see.
Well, on Tuesday when we were sitting there catching them and some small white perch, we were watching the snakeheads jump over the dam.
I heard the snakeheads are up there. Yep. You didn't fish for them, huh? You didn't fish for them?
I'm not sure how to fish for them properly. Let's put it that way.
Single blade spinner up there, single blade spinner like a MEPS, chatterbait, buzzbait, live minnow. And I mentioned earlier about do male or female minnows catch fish better? Okay, so everybody likes to buy bull minnows. They want big bull minnows. I'm not a big fan of the male bull minnow. Okay, I'm just not. They're brightly colored. I don't know if the colors are used to repel or attract a female, but I know this, that a plain old plain-sided female bull mini will outfish a male bull mini any day of the week. And we put
I'm
this,
a believer in that, too.
We put this to the test on flounder. In New Jersey years ago, we bought a big old sack of bull minnows, and I said to my buddy, someone told me, and I'll never remember who, that females catch more fish than males. Oh, I don't believe that. I said, all right, let's do this. Let's put a male on the top hook and a female on the bottom hook and see which one bites. Invariably, the female caught on the bottom hook. I said, now let's switch them. Let's put a male on the bottom hook and a female on the top hook. Invariably, the female caught the flounder on the top hook. So it didn't matter which hook they were on. It just mattered which sex they were. Why? No idea. Maybe the female looks more vulnerable. Maybe the male flashes some kind of, you know, warning signal with all those bright colors. Or maybe they're just unattractive to the fish. I have no idea. But I know this, I will pick out the females. You take all those bright-colored males all you want. Just me. That's me. It's a personal choice. Doesn't mean anything. You know, somebody else might totally dispute my theory, but okay. Because I don't have a theory. I just have a personal choice. I don't know why.
First-hand experience. I got you.
Right. So what were you catching the crappies on? Were you using live bait?
We were actually catching them on minnows, and that's what I was about to say. It was funny because every time we had a male bullhead minnow on or male minnow, we were catching little perch or, you know, not having to really work the mini to make it look like it was appetizing. And put on a female almost immediately, bang.
Well, see?
So
So you're a believer, too.
I'm right in the same boat with you.
All right, man. Good. I appreciate the confirmation. That's great. Glad to hear that. So, all right, man.
Short and long on the snakeheads, I'm going to go after them hardcore this year. I'm going to try and finally catch one.
Well, I would take those minnows up there, and I would use a bobber and fish that spillway, but don't put them more than 6 inches or a foot deep under your bobber.
Yeah, well, that was my flaw the other day because I rigged up. I had a heavier rod. I rigged it up, and I had it set the same depth as if I was perch fishing. And
right.
Heard talking to someone as I was leaving that needed to be 6 inches or about a foot. I'm like, well, go figure.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yep. They are if you look at them, their eyes are on top of their head. So they're hiding and they're looking up for their prey all the time. That's why surface lures are so effective. They see those frogs coming across. They see those mice coming across. They see those spiders or whatever else is on top of the water. And that's what attracts them.
Right.
So chatterbait, buzzbait, inline spinner, bull minnow.
I'm definitely going to try probably every one of them until I catch one.
All right, you let me know. How's your mom doing, by the way? I haven't been on social media in a month, so.
I don't blame you. It ain't nothing but bad news half the time, just like regular news.
Yeah, I know it. So.
But she's doing pretty good. She asked me to go catch her some fish since I've had success. I said, no problem. When I ain't got to work, I'll go get you some.
Well, that's good. Good for you. Good for you, man.
So.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks for the call, Carl. Nice hearing from you.
Yes, sir. Hope to run into you one of these days out fishing. Ain't seen you in a while.
I know. We did connect up at Red Bridges there that one day, and that's about it. But we'll get up there. Once things calm down here a little bit, we'll try and get up there. One way or the other. Thanks, Carl. Thanks for the call.
All right, have a good one, bud.
All right, take care. Bye-bye. All right, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680, you know. Look, spring's here. You need to get out there to Backyard Billy's and take a look around the backyard. They've got all sizes of sheds and greenhouses. They've got dog kennels if you want to put your dog outside this year and let them be comfortable outside. They've got chicken coops if you're raising chickens. They've got all that kind of stuff as well. They've got for the big stuff. They've got the pergolas pre-built, ready to go. They've got the gazebos for the backyard, which is nice for if it's raining out and you want to go out and have a nice meal under the gazebo. That's a nice thing to do. Grills. They've got the Big Green Egg, the Kamado Joe, and they've got the pellet grills on sale. Not only on sale, but on clearance. So you might want to check that out as far as the pellet grills that they've got on clearance right now, the Traegers. They come with Wi-Fire, which is an app you connect to your phone, you connect it to your grill, and you sit and watch the football game or whatever, or baseball game, and let your grill smoker go, and everything's done to perfection. Of course, a giant selection of tables and chairs, Adirondack chairs, is all available right there in any kind of configuration. You need to stop by this place. It's just massive, and it's so much stuff, and you're going to find something you love. 410-827-4500, 410-827-4500, BackyardBillies.com, Hearth America for the heat stuff. They've got a Facebook page. Backyard Billies is open 7 days a week. It's Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, if you're coming from the bridge, or right off Evans Avenue on Drummer, if you're coming through Graysonville. Indeed. Backyard Billies, making your backyard great again. Clyde Sports Shop. I talked about fishing and crabbing and all that stuff, but now I want to talk about shotgun sports. I saw an article the other day. It's shotgun sports season. It's shooting sports season. A lot of sporting clays shoots out there. And the gun to have and own for the sporting clays is the Citori, C-I-T-O-R-I, from Browning. Comes in a variety of different models, from the Field model to the White Lightning, in all different price points as well. It's a beautiful over and under shotgun. All of them come with choke tubes, vented rib, backboard barrels, Vector Pro forcing cones. They've got all that stuff available for you, and you will really like the way that this over and under handles. I see them when I go down to Delmarva Sporting Clays, if they're having a shoot down there or something. I go back to the range, and I see them all over the place. They're on every golf cart. There's at least one Satori, and people love them. And it's your place to find them is Clyde Sports Shop, your Browning full-line dealer at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, Halethorpe, Baltimore, 21227. That phone number there, 410-242-6108, 242-6108. The website, ClydeSportsShop.com, for all the Browning firearms, from the X-Bolt to the A5 to the BAR to the Satori. You're going to want to see them, that full lineup at Clyde Sports Shop. Even the Buckmark handguns, the pistols. For firearms, licenses, ammunition, scope mounting, and accessories, it's Clyde Sports Shop. You will be glad you did. They're open 7 days a week. We'll be right back.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much and want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. At Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. Bel Air Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports, competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL handgun qualification license courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. Call 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Alan Ellis here for Mil-Spec Spray-On Truckliners. Mil-Spec Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market, and Mil-Spec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, waterman, a weekend warrior, your Mil-Spec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle box, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your Mil-Spec liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These Mil-Spec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a Mil-Spec liner today.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's Popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Some folks say I'm a simple kind of man. I love the outdoors, eat my beans from a can. I like hunting, fishing, don't care what the tree huggers say. I learned more about life sitting out in the woods or on the banks of a river when the fishing's no good. And if I go home skunk, well, hell, I still had a good day. 'Cause if I can't go hunting, I'll go fishing. If I can't go fishing, I'll be wishing that I find something fun to do before I call it a day. Yeah, give me my gun, a fishing pole. You might find me down at the fishing hole. I put the line in the water, watch a bobber go floating away.
There you go, John B. I hope that's the one you were looking for. Put the line in the water, watch a bobber go floating away. Yep. All right, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. We have time for at least one more caller if you'd like to ask any questions. My buddy Kathleen just sent me a question about mushroom harvesting, and I've not done it. It's not my forte, but I do have eaten morels. I like them, but I sent her a picture of what's called chicken of the woods. It's a fungus that my turkey hunting buddy knows where there's some is up in Washington County, when he actually showed me a stump full of it. And but by the time we got there in May, it was, you know, it was over. The season for that was over. It was there, but it was too dried out and too inedible to harvest at that point. So, but I did find it interesting that he knew where that was. He said he loves it, just fried up, and it tastes, I can't remember what he told me it tasted like, but he said it was really good stuff. So, you know. That's the way it goes. So, yeah. What do you call a mushroom that buys all the drinks? You call him a fun guy. Laugh at my own jokes. Sorry. Yeah, it might taste like chicken. I don't know. Could be. Oh, my goodness. Somebody call me. I'm dying here. 410-WCBM 680. 410-922-6680. Yep. Okay. What are we going to talk about next week? I'm going to find out what happened in the General Asylum, as some other host says on occasion. The General Assembly, the Puzzle Palace, the gathering in Annapolis, the 90-day gathering in Annapolis, and, you know, they introduce about 3,000 bills every year, and certainly not that many get passed. Always anti-gun bills, updates to hunting and fishing regulations, Sunday hunting. All the Sunday hunting bills failed this year due to the influence of the Maryland Horse Council. Anybody that wanted to expand their Sunday hunting in any county, I mean, even county bills that, you know, usually the General Assembly just gives them, you know, local consideration. You know, oh, if that's what Wicomico County wants, let's give it to them. You know, what do we care? What's the rest of the state care what they do in Wicomico County? If they want to, you know, increase their Sunday hunting from 10:30 in the morning till all day, what do we care? Oh, no, there's people that care. There's people that lobby. There's people that spend money to fight every effort to increase Sunday hunting in Maryland. You tell me why. I don't know. There's no Sunday hunting in Baltimore County. There's no Sunday hunting in Prince George's County. There's no Sunday hunting in Howard County. And there's no good reason for it except some influential people and landowners just don't want it. Private property only, not your property. What do you care? If you don't want somebody hunting on your property, don't let them hunt on your property. But if your neighbor's farm wants, has a deer situation and wants to bring hunters in, maybe lease it or have family hunt it on Sunday, and the kids participate in sports, and the kids are busy, and people work all 6-7 days a week, and they want to take a Sunday and do a little hunting. Why do you care? Why do you care? It's not a public safety issue. There's not been a shooting in Maryland in years. Not years. People fall out of tree stands because they don't buckle themselves in. People have heart attacks. Those are the hunting fatalities. Not too many people. I mean, people shoot themselves. But nobody's ever been shot off of a horse, or no horse has ever been shot in hunting season in Maryland for decades, if at all. Let us alone. Let us alone. We don't go protest your horse shows. We don't go protest your fox hunting, even as barbaric as it is to let the dogs catch a fox and tear it to pieces and then take the blood and smear it on the participants and make them wear the face on their hat and, do something with the tail. That's just, that's you folks. That's not a hunting thing. Sorry to go on a last-minute rant here, but it just kind of gets me. Oh, there we go. Yep, I'll take care of that today. Okay. Well, Joe and Glendon, I'm sorry, Joe, we didn't get to you. I was on my rant. I didn't see the text come in that you were there. I apologize. Well, give us a call back next week. We'll be more than glad to talk to you. So, if he wants to talk to me in person, Aaron, give him my number, okay? Just ask him. All right, buddy. Thank you. There's the music. We appreciate all your cooperation today. I wish I would have got more calls, but you know what? That's fine. Oh! We're going to be working with Hawk Optics this year. I'll tell you more about that, too. I now am in the possession of 3 Hawk scopes, and I will give them a good test and let you know. There's the music. Get out, stay out, stay safe. Love your family. Give them a hug, give them a kiss. Call them up, and love the Lord. See you next week.